tender is the flesh. Signor Rami talks, recites as though he were revealing a series of indisputable truths to a large audience. His lips glisten with saliva. They're the lips of a fish or a toad. There's a dampness to him, a zigzag to his movements. There's something eel-like about Signor Rami. All he can do is look at the owner of the tannery in silence, because essentially it's the same speech every time. He thinks that Signor Rami needs to reaffirm reality through words, as though words created and maintain the world in which he lives. Silently, he imagines the walls of the office slowly beginning to disappear, the floor dissolving, and the Japanese secretaries vanishing into the air, evaporating. All of this he sees because it's what he wants, but it'll never happen because Signor Rami is talking about numbers, about the new chemicals and dyes being tested at the tannery, and telling him, as though he didn't already know it, how difficult it is now with this product, that he misses working with cow skin, although he clarifies human skin is the smoothest in nature because it has the finest grain. He picks up the phone and says something in Japanese. One of the secretaries comes in with a huge folder. Signor Rami opens it and displays samples of different types of skins. He touches them as though they were ceremonial objects, explaining how to avoid defects when the lot is wounded in transit, which happens because human skin is more delicate. This is the first time Signor Rami has shown him the folder. He looks at the samples of skins that have been placed in front of him, but doesn't touch them. Signor Rami points his finger at a very white sample with marks on it. He says it's one of the most valuable skins, though a large percentage of it had to be discarded because there were deep wounds. He repeats that he's only able to conceal superficial wounds. Signor Rami says that this folder was put together especially for him, so he could show it to the people at the processing plant and breeding center, and it would be clear which skins they have to be most careful with. Signor Rami stands up, gets a printout from a drawer, hands it to him, and says that he's already sent off the new designs for the cuts of skin. They still have to be perfected, though, because of the importance of the cut at the moment of flaying, since a poorly made cut means meters of leather wasted, and the cut needs to be symmetrical. Signor Rami picks up the phone again. A secretary comes in with a transparent teapot. He gestures to the secretary, and she serves more tea. Signor Rami continues to talk to him, with words that are measured, harmonious. He picks up the mug, takes a sip, though he doesn't want any. Signor Rami's words construct a small, controlled world that's full of cracks. A world that could fracture with one inappropriate word.